live. Might as well go ahead and go live. You guys ready?
Yep.
I can't find the mute button.
You always have a problem finding the mute button. Dickweed.
DDDB Radio.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I am the first dick in your ear, Boner Wood, so it's going to be a hard one tonight.
Oh, God damn it, Boner, that's just not even fair.
This is Bag's Talk.
This is Inside the Nut House, man.
We got Sergeant Wardog.
Oh, I just broke out of the rubber room, dog.
The Bacon Man himself, oink.
You are truly putting the D in the B when it comes to DV Radio.
Mr. Recoil.
I prefer to be referred to as Belly and Down.
And don't know where the fuck Google is.
I told you, it's my computer, it's not me.
That's exactly how I feel.
We probably had a few too many to drink, you know what I'm saying?
20 bucks is 20 bucks.
Can I get a thimble full of Sweet Baby Ray's, please?
We don't have it.
Saturday's gonna be even more entertaining.
Illogical.
We still have the DV Radio store for those wondering. Shit's still there. You can buy shit.
Buying shit's good, okay?
Oh, we haven't even gotten there yet.
You fucking got me there already.
Love and military barracks talking around this motherfucker.
How's your back feeling after that penis reduction? Oh.
You're tuned in to WDVR on DVRadio.net.
Because this is how it is on DV Radio.
That is how it is right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. It's March 25th, 2023. I'm Bono Wood. We got some slow motherfuckers that like to comment on our post, but it's okay because you drum up our numbers and we love you for it. Anyway, tonight's show is, it's a show. We don't know what the fuck we're doing. Like we ever do. We have no guests because Bo dropped the ball this week. And we got JJ. He's also known as Joaquin Watai, which is his real name. PTS dog. Watai Wood Turning. And the guy that lives next door down the road almost across the mountain from me. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. I'm about to strangle some dogs. But other than that, I'm fine.
You know what? I'm going to leave that alone because that is so sexual in of itself without any context that people didn't hear earlier.
My dogs are being assholes and I'm about to wring all of their necks. That's all. They're being little shits.
And we got the man, the myth, the biggie man himself. We got Oink from Alaska. How you doing, brother?
Oh, outstanding. Outstanding. It is the day after Gunny's birthday, in case you didn't know. Arlie Emery. So
yeah,
his birthday was yesterday.
Myself and Recoil wanted him to get on the show and his managers never forwarded it to him. So thank you, Ermy managers, you dickbags.
Bitches.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, I need to do a lot of shit. Lordy. Bo asked for one War Dog sticker. Thank you. Hey, you're welcome, Mama P. You're welcome. I told you I'd get you all that shit, and I sure did. It was supposed to get there last week. I don't know if it did or not. That's what I was told. But speaking of getting stickers, you can go to the DV Radio store on DVRadio.net. And beginning to Monday, I'll get it out one of these years. March 27th through April 2nd. It's 20% off of everything. That's DVRadio.net. Click on the DV Radio store. We got a lot of stuff and we need to pay bills. And apparently I'm supposed to be careful with my language because broke and poor have two different meanings. And apparently we're not broke. We're just poor, which, okay, we have no income. pretty sure we're fucking broke, but whatever. But yeah, 20% off of everything March 27th through April 2nd right here on the DVRadio.net DV Radio store, and get all your goodies from DV Radio stuff. Sergeant War Dog, PTS Dog, Betsy Ross, DV Farm. And don't forget Your Life Matters bumper stickers, which all proceeds, including DV Against DV merchandise, all proceeds goes to Change Unchained. I said we were going to come out with another bumper sticker last week. We didn't because none of you assholes have bought any of them. So until you guys start buying shit, no new designs comes out. That's how this is going to work.
We're holding them hostage.
I'll hold everything. I will take designs off until you bastards start buying shit. That's what I'll do. Oh, me. But, yeah, we got a lot of stuff over there. I think somebody bought the vintage hoodie the other day, if I'm not mistaken, which is one of the new, it's called the throwback is what I put on it. That's what I actually called it. It's the new design that was up there a couple weeks ago. And then there's the vintage DV Radio Dead Air t-shirt and some other stuff on there. So go buy some shit because, you know, we need to pay bills. And everybody else who's on there, Betsy Ross, Sergeant War Dog, PTS Dog, DV Farm, all of that, 100% of the profit goes towards all of them as well. We don't take a cut of that whatsoever. So you can rest assured that the proceeds goes to these people when they sell merchandise.
If we sell merchandise.
If, yeah. Thank you, CV. I appreciate it. I really do. We truly do. Yeah, it's fuck this week, bro. Fuck allergies, fuck anxiety, fuck it all. Fuck them all. That was a song. I was in a song years ago. I can't remember the name of it.
It wasn't the remake of the Frozen one?
No. This was like a mid-90s song, I think. I can't remember it anyway. Bo can't remember a song. Yeah, Bo has moments too. fuckers. Oh, so yeah. My anxiety last night peaked heavily to the point I had to take some Dramamine because it made me so sick and dizzy. Yeah, it was bad.
Get the exciting part in the game or something? Or
No, that's not what happened. We're sitting here, and I don't know what happened last night. I don't know if something hit the power line or what, but something went pow, the lights blinked, and I was like, what the fuck? And I literally do not get scared, but that my anxiety will fucking just hit levels it's never hidden. And that last night, I don't know what the fuck. I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm done. I tried to like not think about it, you know, by talking about other shit. That didn't help at all. But I was like, all right, well, we got any Dramamine, mama? She was like, we got any what? I said, Dramamine. You know, the shit you take before you get on a goddamn airplane or go sail across the seas. I think she was just flabbergasted that I asked for Dramamine because I don't take it unless I'm dizzy. But she's like, are you okay? Are you sick? I was like, my anxiety is pretty bad. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, that's not your fault. Oh, shit. We've got 10 people listening tonight. We got our.
How many of them are feds?
We obviously got our German folk. Vancouver, San Fran, Tucson, Wakiti. Let's see where's this one at? God, I got to zoom in all the way for this one. Fuck me. I think that's Peru. Not the country. wait, that's not.
Damn.
Greenbush. Obviously, Mompey. You know, we had our Fed in here earlier. I don't know where the fuck they went. They're not in here anymore. Oh, yeah, they are. There they are. I see them. I had to zoom all the way in this time. God damn. And we got somebody in, I don't know what that one is because the pin is over it, but outside Huntley Meadows Park, apparently. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Thank you guys for listening.
Say that like we're supposed to know where Huntley Meadows Park is.
It's somewhere up there.
Oh, okay. Oh, yonder?
It's below our Fed, just below our Fed.
Oh, somewhere outside, in D.C.
Yeah.
Oh,
outside of Alexandria.
Nice.
And everybody's going to be like, I'm not listening.
Gathering more federal interest.
if any of these are new listeners tonight, they're like, I'm never listening again because they are looking at where I'm at. Oh, shit. The only reason, you know, we can see where you're at is because it tells us who's connected. That's it. That's all. We don't sell your information, and neither does Radio King, which is why I chose Radio King. That and the fact they were cheap. they were the cheapest. The price tag still is expensive when you have no income. However,
true. And when you got to find somebody with what, 24 hours?
Wait, what?
You need to be careful what words you use.
Yeah, yeah. They were moderately inexpensive. Fucking tell me to choose my language and watch it. Bitch, I watch what I say. I know how to speak. unless I'm around a lot of rednecks, then my southern shit comes out in tenfold. Like, it is bad. And I think that's true for everybody. When you get back around your quote unquote kinfolk, your real speech comes out. You know what I mean? Like how you enunciate things, terms, all that good shit. You guys ever notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oink's Yankee voice comes out when he gets back home. Oh, hey, guys, how you doing?
Yeah, sure.
No, it's more like, huh? Everything, huh? What'd you do last week, huh?
Oh,
motherfucker.
Shit.
I'm speaking English.
Right.
Huh?
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? One of the greatest fucking moments in fucking Rush Hour, dude. Oh, shit. Oh, me. Damn. So what you guys been up to this week? Who wants to go first?
Yep. Whole lot of nothing. Work, damn. Sleep, eat, repeat.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's that time of year, that time of season again, where we just kind of sit around and stare at one another. I mean, yeah, we got snow on the ground, but it's on the ground. It's not on the aircraft. So
is that a roundabout way to say you just have a circle jerk?
Well, it is all dudes on shift. Just saying.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Well, you heard it here, folks.
It's your tax dollars hard at work.
You hear that, Fed? They're just circle jerking. On the job in a government facility.
The Fed's like, huh, that's what we do too.
And no shit, right?
Nah, man. The Fed's not saying that. He's like, damn, we get on our knees.
You issue chapstick and shit.
But his partner's like, nah, man, that's not what I did. And he's like, what'd you do? He's like, there's a reason I wear padding now. Oh,
Uncle Joe said, leave his pants over there by the neck of mine.
He got fucked in the ass, guys. All right. For those wondering. Anyway, speaking of Joe, somebody commented on the post. We're not sure what Barrett's talk will be about, but we'll definitely make it as a fun one, even if it kills us. No one cares. He is past history and needs to go away and leave we the people alone and stop telling Joe what to do to destroy America. I read that verbatim.
I still don't understand what the fuck.
I don't either, but I did reply with a very nice comment. Not sure what any of what you said has to do with anything said in this post, but thanks for the comment to help our numbers a little bit. Smiley face. And wouldn't you know it, oink comes along. I know I work with some slow people, but even they just asked what the fuck. Literally talking about myself and JJ. Because I didn't even finish the goddamn sentence. And JJ goes, what the fuck?
Yep.
I think I was like 4 or 5 words from the end. And you go, what the fuck?
I'm sorry, but I don't speak gibberish. I'm sorry, I don't speak idiot. Could you translate?
But thank you for boosting our numbers. We do greatly appreciate that. Speaking of boosting our numbers, Speaking of
rewind,
boosting our numbers, be sure you do share posts and podcasts and all that good stuff. It does help us as far as numbers, and it helps more people see us in their feeds and stuff like that. And if you're not subscribed, you need to go subscribe over on Podbean. That's where we upload our podcast. And if you want to listen somewhere else, you can basically listen to any podcast platform, streamer, thingy, host, majigger, whatever, minus Spotify, because Spotify hates us. And according to Listen Notes, out of over 3 million podcasts in the world, we're in the top 5%. I don't understand that, because our numbers don't reflect that, and our income sure as fuck doesn't reflect that. I showed you guys that screenshot, right?
Yep. Let me put in our radio chat there.
I thought I did. I know I showed it to Betsy, and I was like, I was sitting here trying to remember if I showed it to you guys, but I was like, where's the money? Where's the numbers? Top 5%. Okay. But I mean, I guess it's something to be proud of. I don't know. Oh man. What you up to this week, Mr. JJ? Or what have you been up to? I should say.
Well, I've been just kind of doing a little of this, a little of that. I had a buddy, a Marine veteran who lives just outside of Camp Lejeune, drop by. He was up in this neck of the woods to pick up some freshly felled chestnut, which is almost extinct. It's very rare, and they only knock it down when it's dying. And because it's gorgeous, it's beautiful wood, and it basically got used to death. And so he gave me one nice, big, heavy chunk, which I cut into 4 bowl blanks this morning, and then 2 little spindle chunks. And so I spent a little while this morning cutting that up. And I'd never dealt with chestnut before because, again, it's rare. And there is a metric butt ton of tannins in green chestnut. It rusted the iron of my bandsaw immediately. Literally, I put the wood down, started cutting it, and my bandsaw started to rust. And it did the exact same thing to my lathe. So I got the log cut up, cleaned, and rewaxed the table of my bandsaw, rough turned one bowl, packed it into a paper bag with its own shaving so it could dry slowly, had to strip and clean and de-rust and clean my lathe bed, my banjo, my tailstock, rough turned a second bowl, and had to re-clean everything again. This shit is gnarly. It turned my fingers black, turned my tool rest black. I mean, it is just holy cow. So I've got 2 more bowls to turn tomorrow, and my lathe has never been cleaner. But it
said bowls to turn, not bowls to burn.
No, two more bowls to rough turn. So you rough turn, you leave them thick. I'm leaving these about 3/4 of an inch thick. Packing them in a paper bag stuffed with around, just surrounded with their own shavings. That slows the drying process down and hopefully will help prevent both cracking and major warping. Bowls are going to warp a little. Wood moves. But if it works out, those will not warp or crack too much. And then in about 6 months to a year, I will revisit them and I will return them to their final dimensions. And I think I'm going to have some very, very beautiful pieces on my hands.
Can't wait to see you. Truly.
Playing a long game. And then I am prepping to shoot maybe tomorrow, probably Monday. I will shoot some B-roll for the Super Secret Squirrel Project. That project's going to take no less than a year, if not longer. And I uploaded the money shot to you today, Bo. But Yeah, I'm busy. And I've got a 2-day long major festival show at the last weekend in April. So I need to get this stuff out of the way so that I can focus on making sure I have enough product for that show.
Cool deal. Yeah, I seen your messages this morning. My stomach has hated me all day. Let's put it that way. I was like, it's going to be a good day tomorrow.
Gotcha, bitch. Right?
Yes. I'm just, yeah, I've been in pain and exhausted. So that's why I didn't actually get on the computer until like, I think it was like 10 or 15 after 7. So, but yeah, I look forward to the whole project. I think I've said it 1,000 times, and I am working on the one thing that me and you discussed. Yeah, that's one of those endeavor projects that I'm like, yes, but at the same time, I'm like, ah, fuck.
It's going to be big. But,
yeah.
But if it works, if it has the appeal that I believe it'll have, I think it's going to be something nobody's ever seen before.
Well, it's something that nobody's ever done before.
Yeah.
But, I love the idea, behind it. I love the premise behind it. I love every aspect of it. And I did, like I said, I told my mom and she's like, oh my God. And I was like, yep, that's what's happening. So, and then we finally got, over here at, my desk and JJ Anoink knows what I'm talking about, but my hobby desk over here where I do projects, we finally got everything reorganized and I'm not planning on anything, but maybe next week, if, you know, certain stars align, I'll be able to get back and finish a few projects and then start a few new ones because my life took one hell of a turn there for a minute. but, yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that again. So, and, I need a mobile station is what I need because it kills me to get over there. It really does. Like when I get over there, I think me and JJ talked about this a few weeks ago, but when I'm over there and I'm actually working, I think nothing of the pain and all that good shit. And as soon as I quit and move back over here, I am done. I am dead to the world. I sleep for like 3 days, like, cause it takes me about a week to recover from that shit. But anyway, even going out, it takes me, well, JJ knows it, and I think Oink knows, but it takes me about 2 weeks to recover from going out, like literally getting out of the house. And it has ever since all this shit started, but then I got sick over here. Well, you don't get out enough. You don't move enough. And I'm like, dude, fuck you. I went from exercising every other day and running at least twice a week to not doing any of it. I think I've moved enough for both of us in 2 lifetimes. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, me. Anyway, anything you guys are looking forward to? I know spring break's coming up. Easter's coming up. All that good shit's coming up.
Spring break just got over for the kiddos.
For you guys. Already. For you guys.
Yeah. Yep. But other than that, no, man, I ain't got nothing. And like I said, I got 2 weeks left of this winter job. Then we go back to the land of the living, if that's what you want to call it. You know, back to day shift and something new. So, yeah. It's that time of year, you know, where breakup happens and shit starts to melt up here and it gets nasty. So I got to see if a lot of car cleaning here in the future. But other than that, no, man, I ain't looking forward to shit.
You know, I'm actually looking forward, to another thing that's happening. Cause you know, the one moved up from Florida, they're back. So that's great. Got to see them a couple of times. But in a couple of weeks, my niece is coming down and I'm going to do her a little surprise birthday party. So be 11, just like her mama. Fuck. It's like, damn it. Got put up with two of them. Nah, her mom's my business partner. And, she moved, out from California This is 2023, 2 years ago now. So it's probably been 4 or 5 years. And they live up the road. And as I say up the road, I mean like 2.5 hours up the road, 3 hours, give or take. But they come down at least once a year if they can. And they're coming down in a couple of weeks because she'll be on spring break and I get to see them. And I'm going to be like, yahoo! Yeah, so look forward to that. I think my mom's making a cake. I think it's a red velvet cake, if I'm not mistaken. Found some Pokemon candles I'll put on the cake. I don't know what else to do. I know we're doing a cookout. Not a big cookout. Just like chicken, maybe a few fixings. I don't know. But that'll be fun. It'll just be a few of us, my mom and then those three, myself. So, and I'll get out of the house, motherfuckers, for that. Goddamn, calm your tits.
No, you're gonna grill inside your house because that's always advisable.
I mean, I have before. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you got the electric ones, you can, I guess.
But, no, this was back in the day. Dead ass of winter, no power. Yeah, I've grilled in the house before. Not the most advisable thing. And if you are gonna be sure it's a well ventilated area.
No shit.
You can't. I know they say not to, but you can do it. If you're smart about it, you know what I mean? And I know people that are just not smart about it.
That's the problem. Yep. Yeah. Fucking signs for everything nowadays.
If I can get him on, Bo, McBride. Yes, there's more than one of me. when we were in Iraq and we wouldn't have toast or he didn't want to go over to the DFAC and get toast. I would always take him some bread. Well, actually, I had him a shit ton of bread because I always took care of the mechanics. but I went over there one day and he had a pen torch and he was sitting there with his old pen torch, torching his goddamn bread. I was like, dude, what are you doing? I was like, why are you burning your bread? And he was like, I'm making toast, man. I'm making toast. I was like, that's actually pretty fucking smart. Oh man, the shit you do in the middle of a desert. Oh yep. Lord. So, Candace Owens said some bitchy things this week about disabled folk.
I seen the Twitter, rant, but I didn't see her actual dumbass comments. So
you guys. Like, I mean, you guys know how I am about this all-inclusive look at me thing, right? Because, I mean, most of this look at me inclusive thing is look at less than 0.5% of a community. And I hate it. I hate the bandwagons. I fucking despise it. But let's put this in perspective before I tell you. Well, let me tell you what the issue's about. It's about a company called Skims, and one of their models was a disabled lady in a wheelchair showing their product, and it's bras and panties. So Candace Owens is like, I can't believe they're doing this. Like, this whole inclusive thing. Like, I know disabled people need underwear, but really, I have to see this type of thing. Like, those were the words she used. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, well, they're not glorifying something that isn't, i.e. a man with a dick is a woman who has periods. That's not what they're advertising here. Okay. And I'm not against transgenders or nothing. I have transgender friends, love them to death. However, this is not one of those all-inclusive things that you should be dying at the heel for. Because as I said in the tweet, there's around 40 million physically disabled individuals in America alone. That's around 13-some percent, give or take. Don't hold me to that. Of America is physically disabled. And she's putting this down as if it's like the worst thing since sliced bread or something. And hey, if you want to bitch about it, go for it. But I think the thing that pissed me off most about it is, number one, she downed the model. She downed the fact that she's disabled, and she downed the fact that this company is saying, hey, look, our products look good on you too. Because in the disabled world, it's very hard to say, hey, that would look good on me. I say that with IV caps. That's about it. If you don't know what an IV cap is, look it up. But at the end of the day, we're not talking about a couple of hundred people. We're talking about an entire community, like literal community at this point. And as I said in my tweet, disabled people are one of the most overlooked minorities in the world. Not just America, in the world. I think I said in society. And I even alluded to the fact that, you know, we are basically, we are punished for being disabled, whether it's our fault or not. And nine times out of 10, it's not our fault. We're basically punished. And I know JJ can back me up on this. Number one, have you ever been to a mall and seen a ramp that goes up to the second floor? Yeah, try going up that motherfucker by yourself. Not an easy task. Number two, all public spaces are not disability accessible. They're just not. Number three, everything that you think about, like medicines, equipment and all that, not all of that's covered by insurance companies. Not all of it. The VA provides for us veterans that are physically disabled. Vehicle accessible vehicles, disabled accessible vehicles. There are none. So nine times out of 10, if you can't get a grant, which is very hard to get in this country, you have to dish out $30,000+ just to have a vehicle made accessible for your handicap. Which isn't an easy task. $30,000 on top of probably the $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, vehicle you had to purchase in the first place. I could keep going on. Service dogs. How many hotels and motels won't make you pay a pet deposit fee?
It's actually illegal for them to do it, and handlers don't know that.
Right.
It is against the law for them to charge a deposit for a service dog.
Right, and they still do it. Right. So
yep.
Her putting that one thing down made all this shit come out of me. And it really bothered me. And what bothered me even more is near the end of her little rant. I want to speak to somebody. Please educate me. I want to know, is this what you want? Yeah, I do actually. I do. 'Cause it's not being done. It's never been done. And I think JJ has alluded to it plenty of times in the service dog show that not enough companies, employees, managers, et cetera, knows how the ADA works first off. And not everybody understands what you think is accessible. It really isn't.
You know, up until the early 80s, there used to be things that were colloquially referred to as ugly laws, mm-hmm. in the same way that we still refer to certain laws as blue laws. And until the early 80s, there were laws on the books to hide the disabled. If you, say, had muscular dystrophy and were horribly misfigured and restricted to a chair, you weren't, by law, you couldn't go places. There are people who had severe disabilities like that who literally crawled up the Capitol steps in protest to get the Americans with Disabilities Act passed. And, you know, a lot of the things that Candace Owens says, I agree with. Mm-hmm. But the fact that she has basically we bitch a lot about how segregation seems to be the thing now because we have to have black spaces where there's no whiteness, you know, and we're like, well, fucking just bring segregation back. That's what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Are we now bringing the ugly laws back too? Because Candace Owens doesn't want to see a lady in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's better to keep your fucking mouth shut. The golden rule. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all.
I thought that was do unto others as you would them do unto you.
Oh, that's the other one. Yeah, whatever. It's actually the same rule, just verbal instead of physical, you know? It's the same rule is look.
No, you're right.
You can look, we as people, just as a human being, there are things we see that we just dislike. We may mm-hmm. have no legitimate reason for it, but we may just say, I don't like that. That's okay. But when you then go and say, I don't like looking at you because, and you start trying to isolate those people, that's when it becomes bigotry. Mm-hmm. And when it becomes an issue, you're perfectly within your rights to not like disabled people. Don't, because you know what? As a disabled person, I really don't give a fuck what you think. As long as I'm free to live my life. But when you have a platform like Candace Owens does to actually say out loud, I don't want to see this, is ignorant, especially when 50 years ago, 60 years ago, her, in the time of her parents and definitely in the time of her grandparents, people were saying to about people with the same color of skin as her, I don't want to see this.
Yeah.
It's ignorant and she should be ashamed.
And you know, I'm not downing, hey, let's be all inclusive. I never said that. However, when you want to shed a spotlight on 200 people, let's say, and I'm not bringing out any certain whatever groups or anything.
I'll say it.
But when you make a media frenzy of 200 people, and that's a big deal, yet you've got nearly 40 million people and it's not even a thought in anybody's head. And you say, oh, we shouldn't do that. Oh my God. It's so disgusting. Really? Talk about hypocritical bigotry. Like, really? I don't like, and sure, like JJ said, there is shit I don't like to see. And I wish I won't bleach for my fucking eyes type of shit. But for me to sit here and go, I don't want to see that shit. You need to stop it. Don't you, it ain't right. Nobody needs to see that. It's not my place to say that. It really, it's like, it's as bad as saying I'm offended. Good. I'm glad you're offended. Move the fuck on.
Woo-hoo! What do you want? A cookie?
Exactly. That means I just did my goddamn job. That's exactly what that means.
I'm sorry, but Candace making that statement is just makes her a hypocrite.
That's what I'm saying. She is a hypocrite.
I can't believe somebody who is so verbal about not categorizing people by the color of their skin is just going to turn around and do it by ability.
Yep.
By the visibility of disability.
And you know, I would invite her on here, but number one, she won't come on here because we aren't reaching 2, 3, 4 million people. Number two, she'll want us to come on her platform, which is the Daily Wire, and they're going to edit the fuck out of us. And I'm not going to do that. I've never edited anything unless it was for time and it didn't change the narrative. That's it. I've never taken anything out of any show that made that narrative or whatever go in our favor or their favor or whatever. I've never done that. You can go back and find any show I've ever edited. I've never done that. I will hold true to that till the day I fucking die because I don't like it. It's not how media should work. But if somebody wants to reach out to Candace Owens, or she just happens to hear us raining about her and she wants to come on and talk to us and she really wants to be educated, like legitimately wants to be educated, I'm sure JJ, myself, probably anybody else that we're friends with that either is disabled or has disabled people in their families or friends or whatever wants to come on, we will be more than happy to do it live, uncut, uncensored, as always. And that same show will go right up on podcast. Nothing will be cut. Nothing will be edited at all. So Nope. That's your invite.
Come on, Candace, bring it, bitch.
I mean, and
I'll bring your Fed buddy too.
And I'll go one step further. I won't even down her. I'll argue. I'll debate. I won't down her. I will not down. I'll down her words, but I won't down her.
We don't need to. I mean, Candace Owens is a brilliant woman, and very, you know.
And I'm not saying I agree with everything she says.
Said something like that.
Right. And I'm not saying I agree with everything she says or does, because I don't. But a majority of what she said and done, hell yeah. But that right there, that really fucked with me.
She said it because
I didn't believe it at first. I really didn't believe it. I had to see it.
But you know, I haven't seen the ad, but from what you're describing, all that ad, it wasn't even about inclusiveness.
No.
It was a company saying, hey, this is comfortable for you too. That's not like, oh, we have to make sure we put a disabled person in for diversity. That's not what that is at all. They're actually targeting an audience.
Yeah.
A legitimate audience.
Yep. And that's so, that's all they done. This is what it says on their Instagram post from Skims. And it's got 1, 2, 3 images of the same woman wearing their bra and panties in her wheelchair. All it says is the desire for comfort is universal. That's why we've reinvented our best-selling silhouettes with sleek and subtle hook and eye closures while keeping the same fit and feel you love from our Fits Everybody range. The adaptive collection drops Monday, May 2nd at 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 p.m. Eastern. Join the wait list via link in bio.
See, there's that's a smart fucking business. Hey, what market haven't we tapped? What market is nobody? It's the same as my Secret Squirrel project.
Yep.
Nobody's done it. What can I do that no other Woodturner's done?
Yep.
That's a smart business move. It has nothing to do with, oh, we got to be inclusive at all. That's an audience. That's a market that nobody's tapping.
And specifically. Just to put in perspective how I came across this, it was Christina Applegate. And for those that don't know, she has MS, and it's gotten worse over the years. And her tweet said, going to try and sleep, but my rage is keeping me awake. Candace Owens, do you know when you have seen pictures of me, how fucking hard it was to get my clothes on? A team has to help me. So I'm excited for accessibility clothing for me and my community. Hope you wake. And I think it went into another tweet says, wake up and all that good stuff. And I was like, what did Candace Owens say? And then I searched Candace Owens on Twitter because that's the best way to find out the I think kids are calling it tea these days. And I found this video of her saying these things. And I'm like, what did she like? Candace Owens just said that. Really? And like I said, I think the thing that really got to me was at the end when she said she wants to be educated. No, you don't. You don't want to be educated. And I'll tell you why you don't want to be educated. Because if you wanted to be educated, you would have said, is that really a disabled person? First off, what was the reason behind this imagery? And do they agree with what they're doing and all that good stuff? Like, there's more questions you could have asked, but you wouldn't have downed the entire disabled community for one fucking ad. You wouldn't do that if you wanted to be educated. Am I saying that wrong?
No.
No, you're not.
Just the way you... No.
No. I mean, it's just... I don't know.
And this isn't political at all. This isn't a political thing.
No, it's not. It's
so far from it. It's not even funny.
Yeah. I mean... I think it just comes down to how people are raised, really, honestly. Mm-hmm. My mom, I can remember, this is one of the very few childhood memories I still hold, is a World War II veteran who only had one leg, and he walked with the canes that come up and have a brace on your elbow?
Yep.
And his pant leg was just folded up and like tucked into his belt, and there was no leg there. And I was terrified. I must've been 3 or 4, and I was absolutely terrified of this man.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother grabbed my arm, like not like mean, but like she grabbed my arm and escorted me over to talk to him. And he was a sweet old man, and he was a World War II veteran, and he lost his leg in the Battle of the Bulge. And what my mother did was force me to face what was scaring me and learn that just because he looked different didn't mean he was a bad person, you know? And not long after that, I can remember going to visit with my great-grandmother, Connie, who was her grandmother, and she was in a wheelchair. And instead of being scared of her being in a wheelchair, I asked questions. Why are you in a wheelchair? I don't remember the answers, but I remember that I asked. And, you know, maybe just in my experience, bigotry comes from ignorance. Maybe Candace Owens just never got exposed to the disabled the way my mom went out of her way to make sure I knew that's just a person. They look different and that's all, you know, but guess what? That's how I was exposed to people of other quote unquote races whose skin color was different. That's just a person. They look different. That's all. I was raised as a human, not as a Hispanic or a Native American or a Mexican. I'm just a person whose skin is darker than other people's. That's how I was raised. And I again, am shocked that Candace Owen would even give voice to that opinion. I really am, because she's smarter than that.
Well, just to let you know, I basically just invited her via Twitter post saying, after going on our rant about Candace, about what Candace said about the Skims ad recently, we did invite her to discuss this on DV Radio with actual disabled individuals. If you would like to be educated, if you truly want to know why this is not wrong, you're invited, ma'am. And I'm going to leave that there. But
yeah, hell yeah.
I would love to talk to her. I mean,
yeah, I'd love to have an open conversation with her and say, why does this offend you?
Mm-hmm.
And she of all people should know that offense is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you choose to be offended by this?
Yeah.
Why does this bother you? You know, what is it? Because honestly, the other part of bigotry, ignorance is one part, but the other part is projection.
Mm-hmm.
Does she have a condition? She fears that she's going to end up in a wheelchair, and that's reminding her, and she's terrified of that, so she's projecting.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because Haley Rosa, who was the model in these pictures, I believe it was at 25, give or take, she was in a car wreck. And it left her paralyzed from the waist down with a spinal cord injury.
Mm.
She's 33, 34 now, I believe, if I read right. So I'm going to leave it at that. And if Candace wants to come on and discuss this, we'll do it here. We're not doing it anywhere else. We're not going to go to Daily Wire and talk about it because, like I said, I don't trust any other media outlet. I don't. Not that we're a media outlet, but I don't trust them. The only one that I would honestly trust would be James O'Keefe at this point. Yeah. That's a discussion for another day, because that will take way longer than 12 minutes for myself and JJ and Oink to discuss. But
no, but, I mean, I'd love to have a discussion with her.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, of course I would fanboy about it, because it's fucking Candace Owens. She's,
yeah. I love she's her to brilliant. Death. I truly love her. Yeah. I really do. She, number one, she's a woman. Number two, she's a black woman. Number three, she is a black woman that has made strides in a genre of the world that has been, for lack of a better term, male dominated for many decades.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually commended her in the past. I don't know if I ever done it, you know, in a post or anything, but I know we've spoke about her here on the show, because Marquis was like, man, fuck her. And I was like, hey, dude, she's a good woman. But I'm like, JJ, I was completely thrown off guard. I was oblivious to anything she said. And then I seen it and I was just, wow. But again, that I'm going to leave it there. If we do hear back from her, I very seriously doubt we will. We'll let you all know. And when she wants to come on, if she wants to come on, we'll let you all know. and we'll get it out there, and it'll go just like any other interview we've ever done. We might fight and yell and argue and scream at one another, but at the end of the day, we just want to understand, just like her. But anyway, get off our soapboxes for a minute. We got about 10 minutes left. Is there any business we need to take care of before we go into last thoughts?
I would just like to request, and I know things are tight for everybody. I understand that it's hard, and like, you know, the things that I make, these are luxury items. These are not necessities. These are luxury items. But please, if you would, it doesn't cost you a thing to visit my profile at coffee.com or kofi.com, however you want to, whatever you want to pronounce it. It doesn't cost you a penny to go visit the profile and to follow me. You don't have to pay to follow. You do have, there are membership levels where you can get exclusive content, things like that. But just to follow me is free. And I will be continuing to do updates and the like there. And so please check it out. Also, Ko-fi has replaced Patreon for both me and for DV Radio too, correct, Bo?
Correct.
Yeah. So if you want to support DV Radio or Watai Wood Turning by essentially becoming a patron, you can do so via ko-fi.com. I have currently three levels set up. Hang on, let me pull up the page. I have three membership levels set up, $10 a month, $25 a month, and $50 a month, exclusive content, sponsorship tier, and patron tier. And you get things like exclusive content. You can, if you become a sponsor, I will sell myself out and do an ad for you. You get discounts, exclusive discounts. And at the patron tier, you actually get exclusive items that are only available to patrons. So check it out. And again, there's no, you can just follow my Ko-fi account where I will be posting updates and making major announcements and things like that. In fact, I'm probably going to put together a video here within the next 3 or 4 days announcing the Super Secret Squirrel project, because I really need to push it forward. Just check it out. Just go over to ko-fi.com and check it out, please.
Yeah. And if you're on dvradio.net, you can go onto the DVR family tab and you can go directly to JJ's Ko-fi over there if you click on the image. And if you want to know other ways to support us, just click on support us on dvradio.net. You can buy Battlegrounds coffee from euboracoffee.com. You can support us through the DV Radio store, obviously. You can send money via PayPal or through the crypto exchange Adapt by our friends and partners over at Affinity Innovations, Inc. If you scroll down all the way down to the bottom, you can see that our Ko-fi is listed there as well. No, we do not have any extra memberships right now because we are, you know, we're fucked right now. So we can't give you any extras right now. But we are still trying to raise the $3,200 for Backpacks for Life. So you can give through, Ko-fi for that. And again, you can support DV Radio just by giving through that, through the one time or monthly there as well. Speaking of helping people out, the DV Farm Septic System, we have raised so far $662.62. That is very close to a number that I am about to laugh at, out of a $25,000 goal. If you do not know what's going on at the DV Farm, we have to basically redo the entire septic system up there because it was put in many a decade ago and it is not up to coding standards of today, which means nobody will touch it unless they are able to redo it up to coding standards. So that means we need at least $25,000 to do that. And you can do that by going to dvfarm.org, scroll down a little bit, and you can see the DV Farm septic system donation page, or you can go to donorbox.org/DV-farm-septic-system, or you can just click the link in the chat box on dvradio.net/chat or in the podcast description when it is put out. The sooner we make raise that 25 grand, the sooner we can get that septic system redone, and the sooner we can take veterans in again. It's the only reason we haven't had veterans, because we can't have veterans there if we don't have a septic system that's up to standards. We can't. It's impossible. Thank you to the 11 donors who've donated so far. And as always, you're not obligated to donate. You are not obligated to donate, so don't think you have to donate. And if you just give a dollar, don't think it's not enough. It goes further than you believe. And you can also find DV Radio over on Substack. I haven't put out a newsletter this week because I have been lazy. You can go to dvradio.substack.com. I will change the link on our website, probably within the next couple of days where it says newsletter sign up. I honestly forgot about that. You can donate through there as well. If you click on the facts, FAQS, you can find out what your donation gets you or does not get you. And, yeah. So anyway, JJ, last words for our listeners, either live or on podcast.
Booger.
Okay.
Oh, come on. You don't get the reference?
Dude, I'm so tired. I don't, what?
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh. Dude, I'm not, you know, last time I seen that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, we were like 12, but still, come on.
I would love to be that DJ. I'd love to have that job. That would be
it was cool Johnny Knight.
Johnny Nightwolf, was that his name?
No. Oh, wait, help!
Help! Oh, that's shit. It.
Johnny Midnight.
Yep.
I think
who was the wolf?
Howland? That was Wolfman Jack. That was not on WKRP.
No, it was a show, and it was called The Wolfman. Because I remember it plain as fucking day. Anyway,
I don't know. Now I'm drawing a blank, so I guess we're even.
All right.
Getting old sucks, don't it?
It fucking God damn, just kill us all now. Get it over with. Oink, last words for our listeners, brother.
As always, if you folks need to reach out, we're gonna beat this dead horse until it's completely in the ground. But it's for a good reason and for a good cause. You know, if you guys need to reach out and talk to somebody, don't be ashamed. And you can always do that by heading over to ObjectiveZero.org. There are ambassadors standing by 24/7, willing to talk to you about anything, whatever's on your mind. So don't feel ashamed. Don't feel alone. There's brothers and sisters out there that do care. Again, ObjectiveZero.org, or download those apps for on your Android and iOS devices, because you never know when you're going to need it, or a buddy could need it. So great tool to have in your back pocket, because it's listed full of and chock full of resources.
1000%. Don't forget to check out the fight series by Betsy Ross. You can get it on Amazon. She needs your stories and experience. So if you can get in contact with her, usually on Twitter or on Facebook at Fight with Betsy Ross or Ross Fights, and just say, hey, I want to tell you about my experience. And she would be more than happy and willing to listen to your story. She needs your help to help write Fight 4. Don't forget, everyone has a choice. Just make sure it's the right one. Rumpelstiltskin said that, and I love it. For Oink and JJ, this has been Barracks Talk right here on WDDR DVRadio.net. Until next week, fucksicles.
Bye-bye.
Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.